2012. This is Parker Pathways, and this is a live show. And the call number is 800-313-9443, and my email is kwati@sbcglobal.net. I notice that Myanmar, which used to be Burma, has now been granted the open diplomacy with the United States, and this is the first time in 20 years. And of course, as you probably already aware, that Burma's released 651 political prisoners, and they're letting the pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi register and run for parliament. And ceasefire with the Karen ethnic group and rebels that are canceling the construction of a Chinese-funded dam. And the process, of course, Suu Kyi was put on house arrest for 12 years in the process, and is one of the few women on this planet that I would support for much of anything. And The process of Suu Kyi's position was at the time was using the Buddhist religion in terms of trying to develop a new parliament system for the control of peace on the border of China. Of course, this whole incident, of course, we have Hillary Clinton, who makes a photo op in Burma and says, we're going to do all this and help you and the rest of it. And of course, Burma is the fourth most concentrated area of the world for minerals, and the process of keeping an eye on China. Of course, there are always wars along that river, next to Vietnam and probably in Thailand and Burma. But the process is that this is a very important development, and I firmly believe that Hillary Clinton and Obama will. The way the Beltway talks in the back rooms, that the whole thing that they'll be together trying to work some kind of deal for running for Obama's presidency, and they'll use Myanmar as a process. They've invited me to speak, and I've turned them down. I have turned Obama down. I have turned down the process of the United Nations position. But if I had it in my position, I'd go to Burma and talk about Aung Kyi. We'll see you at the other end of the break, 800-313-9443.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees. But we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
This is Parker Fenway. And I wanted to mention in the last hour, I had a very good call from New Brunswick. I had mentioned about this case that I was asked to give an opinion on. The outcome of this case, of course, is the idea that esophageal cancer could be recorded in a liver transplant. It's the first time this has ever been recorded, and it stumped people from all over the world. And for a moment, it did me. But the thing comes down to the idea of the nitrosoamine detection, which I pointed out. And what this amounts to is that esophageal carcinomas is a malignancy, actually, of the digestive system. So the fact that esophageal carcinoma can be associated with chloramine and the process of leptin, which is a expressive enzyme amino acid sequence that controls the metabolic syndrome in humans, and can determine fat identification genes. And this expression on the role of leptin, or leptin receptor, which is called OBR, can cause the carcinogenic activity of the esophageal carcinoma from nitrosamine is absolutely breathtaking. A change in the, this is a total world-shaking case in hematology and gastroenterology. And the doctor in charge who had the wisdom to be able to go to the global medical table was Dr. Quan Yu Wang, who had extracted the process of the leptin gene and the process of nitrosoamines from Wuhan University in Hebei province in China, and brought the case to America. So, and I was brought in. So the leptin receptor as an immunoreactive system with the colon mucosa. So this is extraordinarily important from every sense of the word for the development of why we need a black label on the drinking water in this country. We have Buddy from Arkansas. Do I have the name right, Buddy?
I want to thank you very much and for all thank you've you. Done. I don't want to tie you up, but I do have two in one questions. One, is it true that I've been told that I can get the radiation out of my water through maybe running my water through 3 feet of sand and dirt? And the second question is there any place in America or the world that I could send spring water to have tested? And what would be the most important thing to worry about? I know it's a complicated question. If you understand me, I'll go ahead and hang up and let you answer it.
Oh, sure. I'll be. I understand you, buddy, and I appreciate your call.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. We love you, and I'm going to hang up, okay?
Thank you, buddy. The filtration system through 3 feet of sand for radiation is not a viable idea. It's been around for years, that concept. Keep in mind that radiation, and you already know this, but I'm just going to review this for you, has a half-life. So the permeation of the thing, it's like Chernobyl. I'm going to give you an example. I'll go back to Russia. During the Chernobyl breakdown of the nuclear reactor, it was saying, well, there won't be any problems with this. We'll just cement it over, which they did eventually. Yeah. But what happened there is that it's over one-eighth of the milk supply of the Earth is contaminated with radiation. There are llamas in various states of the United States that can't see. They're born blind now because the gene is picked up because of the radiation damage from Chernobyl. And you have the process of saying, well, don't worry, it's in the air and it'll dissipate. This is the same thing that engineers have been saying for years. If you take an engineering class today, they still have it in the textbooks. And in fact, I have placed a formal statement to the National Academy of Academics through the Atomic Science Association, and they are seriously going to take my recommendation that these three sentences in engineering books should be taken out, because the dilution theory is the key to having bogus models for the fact of climate change and the process of it. Now, the latest formation of this is that the latest United Nations position as of a few hours ago, in fact, a few hours ago, was the fact that dust should be placed in the equation for climate change. And there are a lot of viable arguments that you can make to that. The fact that, but the radiation can attach to the dust. So therefore, that'll be transmitted. Now you take the Japan, everyone makes a big thing about the Japanese nuclear reactor system. They said, well, don't worry about that. We have that under control. As if you can take a radon, a half-life measurement, and place it within a context of a fixed amount, like a metallic item, on the chemical chart and ignore the half-life of the process. Now, what happens with these things is the half-life when they reach it, for instance, let's say on radium-162, you have half-life of 130 years. So the half-life is coming in 70-some years, that's the thing, and that's the measurement out, saying that that will dissipate in 70 years. The process is that if you attach sand, see, sand is a crystal of silicon, okay? Now, silicon is the process by which we have a 0.78% of silicon in our body because we evolved through, quote, evolution in terms of having the gene structures to assimilate the Earth's materials and materials which came from the cosmos, either from comets or the process of thing and the organic materials that came from that. So in truth, what you're having is what I mentioned in the last hour, the idea that radiation mining in the water and the process of the soil can be taken out with a water softener is absolutely the insult to the intelligence. It takes the process of dilution theory another level. And the reason I'm telling you, this may sound like a long answer, but it has to do with four major organs of your body. One that I've talked about already and has been promoted by a very good caller from New Brunswick, the same as yours, buddy, is the fact that the real world, as you're asking the exact question, is the fact, do you ever get rid of this? Well, if you're taking a thyroid radioiodide in terms of determining the thyroid uptake, you can have dissipation of the iodide, but you're also going to have a thyroid that's radioactive. And the whole process, you take perchlorate, which is made by the Defense Department in the process of this, which causes follicular thyroid cancer. And the whole thing comes down to the fact that nine medical deans of the United States of America and the Department of Defense went against me on CNN saying that perchlorate is not a problem. You urinate it out in 7 days. I have 41 cases of filmed follicular thyroid cancer have percolated in the water in this country, and all of them have passed on. I did those on the first year I was on RBN. Where do you think the percolate went? It went into the sand. And where did the sand go? The sand, the silicate, and the silicon crystal, which has a seven-sided crystal, is now taking and vibrating a concept of the leftover half-life energies on the gamma rays and the beta waves that are going through. So therefore, that is now being promoted in the terms of electronic transfers. Now, to give you, and then, of course, water testing itself for the lab to go to, I'm putting together a full-scale lab for that reason. And there are many labs out here in the world, very good labs, no question about it. The industrial labs can do an enormously good job. They have spectrographs. They have the whole process. There's no problem with them. But the things I'm going to test for in the water are real-world addition to those folks. I'll give reference to those labs when there's needed and the whole thing. But right now, you're just going to have to wait, buddy. Get the lab together, and when I do it, I'll announce it on here. And the thing is, no, there's no doubt. That lab, the lab that I have to put together is going to cost a minimum of $150 million. And the whole thing comes down to the fact I need $10 million to have a national initiative that we have a right to vote on our food and water. And $150 million is a separate discussion in terms of that and to build. That's what it'll cost. It'll be automated and it'll be testing. And that is another thing. The tests are going to be based upon the testing of your blood. I'm licensed to test your blood. And no one sends me a water sample unless they give me their blood. And you can come down and the blood will be flown by airplane to the lab. And we'll test both. And you'll have a reality check and some references to be able to help you. We'll come back at the other end of the break. 800-313-9443.
life with Extendovite.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin, and I am always telling people that Extendovite can extend your life. Well, remember Russ and how his future was uncertain after his heart attack? We can now go to 1 year on Extendovite for Russ, and this is what he is saying now.
My name is Russ, and I want to update you on how Extendovite has been working for me. It has been 1 year now, and my doctor is amazed. He has never seen anyone get better after the heart attack I had. He could find nothing wrong with me and has reduced my medications. I feel like I have a new lease on life and would recommend Extendovite to everyone.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
Parker Pathways. I wanted to give another piece of information to the last caller, Buddy, in Arkansas. The one thing, you know, the things that you should be worried about in the water testing, of course, is radiation. There are in the tap water right now, as we know it, there are approximately 2,106 trihalothanes. 19 carcinogenic agents. The EPA, of course, is only testing out for two of them, probably three of them. In fracking water, there are approximately trade secret, according to these corporations, have in them approximately, it looks, about four carcinogenic agents. So the fracking water and the wastewater, any of the carcinogenic agents that have any kind of organic phthalate, the process of nitrosamines, which would cause liver and esophageal cancer, the process of bladder cancer from the chloramine itself, and the list of nitrate-based chemicals in the water. There are right now five of them, which will have I know the names, but I'm not going to give you the 24 syllables of the organics because I don't have time. I'll do that on the next show. But the whole thing is that they have the nitrate in them. So you have anything with nitrate, any type of radioactive material, and then, of course, mercury and the arsenic levels, and which have been blown off for years by the EPA. Well, that's natural. It comes from nature. It comes from rocks. It comes from another thing. Well, it comes from the stream, from the rocks, yes, and the ecology. But how come it increases in concentration? And that's what you have to worry about. And the thing is that the concentration of these particular nitrate and mercury and arsenic elements, and then, of course, the other carcinogenic agents on the top of that are all the carcinogenic agents that are part of the contaminated aquifer of the Earth itself, which have been placed there by various forms of chemical activity from human activity. So this is called reactive nitrogen, so which I keep bringing up, and we'll be talking a lot about. And so you have to, that'll be something that they won't want to tell you. In fact, they won't even put a check mark there. They don't have a box there and anything. This is the water and the food as we have on our Earth now is a killing machine, purposely made with the process of being used with contaminated human waste as irrigation water. Very quickly, I want to mention something in terms of the fact of clinical testing. Right now, as it stands with Obamacare, the federal government's working very hard to develop the exchanges in the states. They pushed it very hard in terms of having states have their exchanges so under the eyes, guys. Well, 30 million Americans are expected to gain coverage during the year 2014. But there are 26 states that are asking the Supreme Court to overturn the health care laws. So many of these have made a little progress in planning their exchanges. And so, therefore, the government's going to fine them. Millions of dollars, and the thing. But what I've suggested, and I'm just not suggesting, I've had that in plan for a long time, is the fact of having a special testing lab in the process of being able to do tests, which the government will not sanction for patients, and because I'm licensed to do it, and I'm licensed to do it in other countries, I'm licensed to do it in the United States. And the whole process, and I'm licensed to do any tests on the human body. So the whole thing comes down to the fact that the specifically, there has been two congressmen that are making comments in terms of they don't want high-level scientists like myself to have these kinds of options to do tests on people. My whole thing was the fact of saying and saying, well, what are why is it that you're forcing hospitals under Obamacare to draw a smaller blood volume in the phlebotomy or the vein drawing blood system? Because they know that if you have a smaller amount of blood, you can do automated tests. But you need a bigger volume of blood in a miniature way, if you can follow that in a smaller tube, to be able to do those tests. So the way they're trying to keep people like myself from operating in these vast automated systems of blood and cancerous agents in the human body is to say that we're going to control your blood volume that you can take from the patient. Now, that happened. That movement's been going on for some time. But again, that was another activity that occurred last week. And guess who signed off on that? The United Nations. We'll come back at the other end of the break and hopefully discuss alkaline hydrolysis, cremation, and cryomation of human bodies for Soylent Green.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed. But you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home, all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker. I just wanted to mention very quickly that a gene for memory is a project that I've been reviewing at MIT. The gene is called NPAS, and it turns on the new experiences in the brain, and it also turns on other genes that can alter a memory circuit. And this gene is totally influenced by nitrogen. We have a caller, Jeff from Idaho. Yes, Jeff from Idaho. Hello, Jeff.
Dr. Parker?
Yes, sir. Thanks
Hi,
for calling.
How are you doing? I wanted to follow up on a couple things and then add a little bit to your conversation. When we talked before about the acoustical bullets,
That's Colonel what I Beard, called them.
right. Colonel Beard in the 80s discovered how the Russians were basically using scalar waves to generate different voltage fluxes from these interactions of essentially holographic resonance at different points upon the Earth.
Yes.
One of the things that he mentioned in the that they were testing on the Hind helicopters in Russia is that they would actually attach these particle projectors, and what they would do is they would effectively emit radiation that would basically act as a bias voltage where it would suck the voltage out of anything it struck. And
yes.
So what he indicated is that when these Hind helicopters would fire at the Afghan individuals for testing, it would basically discharge all the electricity at the cellular level in both the human DNA and the parasite DNA. So they would basically fall down like a wax statue, and it'd take 40 or 50 days to decompose. And since the normal processes of the animals would know that this was not a normal process, so they wouldn't eat them. So, and that's based on that the body dies when the cell voltage, the individual cell voltage drops to 15% of its voltage level.
Yes.
Okay. Doctor, for your testing labs, Dr. Helga Clark figured out that if you put two samples on, and this is the comment that that she was making about the water speaking into the water, that you can make a homeopathic copy of transmitted, like a DNA structure, if you put it on a system that resonates the scalar waves together. And what she found is she had a machine that could diagnose living tissue without destroying it to one part per trillion, what was inside it.
Yes, I know about it, yes.
Right, okay. Well, the one thing I was wanting to get to is with your with all the work that you're doing on your lab and plus the issues you're talking about with the United Nations, I wanted to add what my law professor has on just a couple of comments about your constitutional amendment for food, water, and health issues.
Yes.
And it's real short. It's the Black's Law Dictionary, 4th edition, defines a republic, a commonwealth that formed the government in which the administration of affairs is open to all citizens. In another sense, it signifies the state independently of its form of government. The Declaration of Independence of July 4, 1776 severed the ties of America with all the prior governments and made one of the one equal with all the rest of the political power. The Articles of Confederation of November 15, 1777 went even further and permitted any free inhabitant to reject citizenship without any loss in civil benefits. The Articles of Confederation required member states to recognize the rights of a free inhabitant to reject government entirely. On the book that I sent you that was that www.serfs.up.com, it shows basically how to relieve yourself of the second-class citizenship of a 14th Amendment citizen and go back to these original Articles of Confederation-type rights. Is this one of the only ways that we can worldwide get the UN out of all the people's business? Because they've essentially applied this state-owned property of the person to everyone over the world now since the 1930s, since they learned how to do it in this location. What would you say on biological comments and the legal issues there?
Yeah, well, first of all, I appreciate your call. Everything that you mentioned about the acoustic bullets that I referred to, and the change of electricity in the process was called the cytoplasm imploding. All that's true, and the lab that I have is sort of that I'm going to be putting together is very much onto tune of what you're talking about, and also will integrate and give credence to many of the other innovators in this area and in the real-world testing system. So all of that is going to be done. In fact, that's being used in other ways, the acoustic bullet, which I can't get into on this show. It's different. That has to do with human organs.
Right. Dr. Parker,
and,
I
don't have much time, but I want to make sure that what you bring up in the Constitution, in my opinion, answer your question based upon information that you were mentioning from your law professor. Absolutely. It is the way to get around the United Nations system. Yes, absolutely.
Right. One thing for your testing, you might want to get Charlene Baum's patent that basically takes, the exact RNA and does the exact calculation for the pathogen resonant frequency to destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can target anything if you use the scalar technology like Dr. Clark had on her test sample and how to make the homeopathic copy.
Yeah, and I'm aware of it, and I'm very high on it. In fact, I'm very high on it.
Thanks, Dr. Parker.
Listen, Jeff, thank you for calling.
Yeah, have a great day.
You
Bye
too.
Now.
We have a caller, Diane, in Michigan. Diane, are you there?
I am.
Thank you, Diane, for calling.
Thank you for being out there and bringing to us everything that we need so very much. I wonder, I'm following right on the last caller's footprints. I wonder if there is any way we can protect ourselves.
From radon?
Not radon, but from the radiation itself. My daughter and I are both exceedingly sensitive, and we can feel and experience this. We know that it's happening. And I don't know if it's smart meters or some, I don't mean to sound crazy, but I know we need to protect ourselves from this. I don't know how. I would like, if you can, to give us a simple, cheap, if it's possible, way to get away from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
probably isn't one.
Yeah, I know. Everything. First of all, thank you for your call. And you mentioned, you know, smart meters. Just bear with me for a minute. I want to answer you in a different way. I'm reviewing a project that is from Taiwan's Tassi University and also the Karl Slaught Institute in Germany. These two scientific institutions have come up with a very interesting idea of using salmon DNA, which is infused with silver atoms. And these atoms are placed between electrodes and can be used as a data storage device. In other words, these silver atoms, they can cluster together and they can write data under ultraviolet light according to the impulse of salmon DNA. In other words, the salmon salmon DNA has an electronic radioactive atom, which is natural to them for salmon, but they are not affected by radiation. In other words, they can emit electricity to give signals. Now, the reason that this is not only very important in terms of muscle and heart transfer of electrical messages, but they're planning with this device to replace use salmon DNA to replace silicon, and which is necessary for making chips and for transferring information. Now, just take that thought for a minute and rest with it for just a minute. Now, the latest theory on the concept of cosmic evolution, particularly for black holes, the process of determination of galaxy radiation, which is supposed to come by 2012 and sterilize the Earth, as the theory from the Mayan calendar. The whole process comes down to the fact that it's not the basis of radiation that causes the galaxies to form. The latest idea that's been kicking around for some time, actually, that the galaxy is made from information. In other words, it's bits of information which connect to that. Now, you take that thought and set it on the table for a minute, and as if we're making a meal. Just view that imagery with me, and I think like we're making a meal. You place it on the table. Okay, now you take the Buddhist theory, which is 4,500 years old, and the process goes through all the Asian metaphysical thinkings. The basis of the formation of endeavors are based on cause and effect. So, in other words, all Buddhist principles and metaphysics and the process of the creation is based on cause and effect. And the whole idea is the cause and effect is actually information. In other words, if you say something, according to the Buddhists and the rest of the people in that type of religious concept, say anything you say goes out there into the cosmos. Simplifying it, but that's really what they say when you translate their beliefs. So now you take that information and you place it in it. Now, as we as humans are walking around absorbing radiation from the time we were born, in other words, we're getting radiation from the cosmos, we're getting radiation from the what's called the transfer ozone layer, we're getting radiation seepage from the Earth, we're getting magnetic changes. In other words, there are people who believe in vortexes and energy systems. And I always refer to them to the state of Alaska, where they have close to 60,000 people a year disappear. In other words, you can walk through the vortex and the thing, and the person's gone. There's a place in Iowa where you can walk in a wheat field, and there are people is there, and they're gone. You know what I'm saying? They're really gone. And the thing, so all that radiation, in the terms of the thing of the energy concept, is based upon what the cell information is like. So I'm going to give you the top to the bottom, and I'll give you the best scenario, Dan. In psychology, to determine the process of the mind and study it, there's such a thing called the Faraday cage. And the Faraday cage is used for those people who study psychology and psychotherapy know about this. In the process, it's a room that has a brass wall. And the purpose of that brass wall is to keep out those brass, it's a mixture, actually, of brass and copper, but it's brass. Essentially, okay, now what you've got is a elimination of what is called the low radiations that really affect the body and the mind. And that's taken out of the room so that you can experiment with the rats and the people in psychology and brainwaves. See? So now let's say that the best scenario could be if there was a way that you could have as much, like you mentioned the meters have radiation. The process of the cement has radiation now. The earth has an increase of radiation. All these things are happening. If there was the most ideal world, we would be in a Faraday cage in order to get these molecules and the process of electricity, like the salmon DNA, not coming into us. So what is needed? What is needed is step one, Faraday cage, which is very expensive and is impractical because you can't live all day in a Faraday cage. But the whole thing is that if you're aware of the fact that you could have some copper around you, you, I know this is going to sound, I'm not, you know, thing that copper wristbands, you know, is a start. I'm not advocating it, but that, you know, there's a change of electronic polarity of the body if you can do that, and that would help you enormously. But that's, you know, I will be considered a real crazy person for recommending that. But I would do it in a minute. The thing is, and so where we are is, if you can change your immune system, that has what are called radiation disruptors. In other words, there are certain foods, and I swear to God, on a stack of any, there are 47 different Bibles, so I'll swear on all 47 of them. I was going to present, and it was probably going to look as a joke to people, but not to me. I'm not politically correct, and I was going to have the politically correct menu against the government. One was going to be the hazelnut, coriander spiced, sodice vine salmon, which has got chamomile blossoms and fudge. It has kosher salt. And the seared frozen rib steaks using sapphire oil. And it has to be over a grill. And have fish that has to be over a grill. Those contain the chemicals for the very subject you and I are talking about right now. And then, of course, being a person who defies gravity, I am talking about caramelized squash puree, which can be done in the pressure cooker. It all requires good water, lots of seasonings. It's defying. I'm calling myself a new segment on my show called The Politically Incorrect Chef. And I mean it, you know. And everything that you need for being able to work it out, particularly the frozen rib steaks, the seared frozen rib steaks, and they have to have a core temperature of about 122 degrees, and in order to make this work. But the whole thing is, if you take herbs that can build your immune system against the radiation, which I'm going to talk about on the next show, but the whole thing comes down to the fact, have a little copper around you to deflect the polarity of the body. Remember the last caller, Jeff from Idaho. He was talking about something that we've talked about before on this show, which are the scale waves of the radiation shift on the process of the electron change in terms of what's called acoustic pressure. And these things can be changed if you change the polarity of the body. Only drink water that it hasn't been through a tap. And also, because he'll have less radiation in the ground. Now, let's bring back to step one, talking about the fact of the change of the body itself for the salmon DNA. The whole point is, of course, eating fish is enormously helpful protecting against radiation. But the whole point is that if you can discover your world in terms that you are being radiated and the government's saying don't worry about it, which is what they've been doing for years, it's not true. You have to worry about it, but don't be obsessive about it. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that if I were building a new home, I would have the roof protected from radiation. And there are ways that you can do that, and I'll talk about that on my next show, because I was really going to talk about that. Now, this may all seem as if it might be obscure, but I've given you four ways to look at radiation to really protect you. And don't eat anything with radiation in it. Believe me. I got to go, Diane.
Thank you.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Pathways. We only have a few minutes left in the air, and I want to make sure. I hope Arthur from Georgia is still there. I hope he hung on. Is Arthur there? Arthur from Georgia?
I know you ran out of time, so I'll try to make this quick. I'm not a scientist or a doctor. I'm just a simple country boy, you know, old school.
I understand.
Real old school. And the years are starting to tell on me, but... You know, when we talk about GMOs and all this kind of stuff, and I thank God for people like you because you're a fountain of information for me and people like me. We know back, I think it was like 4, 5, 6 months ago, the information came out that in China they had successfully combined human DNA with dairy cattle DNA to produce a milk that is virtually identical to human mother's milk. Now, I have some serious concerns with this because it leads me to believe that they may begin to, if they're not already, combining human DNA with meat animals to produce a meat product. And I'm concerned about this. And given your expertise, I'd like to know, in your opinion, do you see any dangers to us through this? And if so, what do you think they might be? And I'd really love to hear some real serious discussion on this issue.
Yeah, I only have a few minutes left in my total show, but I will be covering this on the future Parker Pathways. Yes, there have been some human and cattle DNA cloning, but it's not really cloning so much. There's another reason for it. It isn't a question of dangers, Arthur. It's a question of taking on this other issue of the hybrid human. See, what the public doesn't understand, because they're not being told, I try to talk about this as much as I can, in terms of the gene changes of the human on this planet are altering. As everything alters on the planet, as being a farm person, you understand what I'm saying. You have animals that adapt to things. And that's what was the first process of doing this. But the idea that China has a political policy is that they're trying to get away from making milk artificially because of poisons. The person who had the tainted milk company in China was beheaded, and that was last year. Are you still there, Arthur?
Yes, sir.
The thing in China right now, on this subject, is the definition of organic. In other words, the process of organic, to receive an organic certification for food and for milk particularly, the waiting list is 7 years in China. And at the Expo of Organic Food that was held last month in the World Trade Center in Beijing, they had 400 new vegetables that they had genetically put together. It took them years to do it. In those vegetables were 2 or 3 human genes. So we'll come back to this subject. My show is over, but you call again, Arthur, and this is a big subject, and I want to talk about it. Thank you for calling.
Thank you, sir.
I want to dedicate this show to Brian and Carolyn, who just got married this weekend, and what those people have done to raise their children and the rest of it. God bless them. I hope you have a great marriage. And I want to thank the VA Hospital for the Care Trauma Center for polytrauma care for the veterans that are coming back. I'm glad to be a part of it. And, of course, to all my love. And RBN, Pledge Drive, support RBN. God bless America. See you next week, Parker Pathways, 10 to 12 Central Time, USA.